Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, as I look at the old rain gauge next to me, just about 3/4 of an inch of rain out there on Friends Plaza.
Yes, Dave, more bad news for us as we do have some areas that have picked up well in excess of an inch of rain. We have some flood advisories that have been issued for Coles and Douglas County. Radar estimates anywhere between 1.25 to 1.5 inches of rain just since 3 o'clock this morning. Now, the good news, if there is good news, and it's only a short-term good news situation, is that the rain is tapering off from, all the way from around La Salle, Peru, through Decatur, and all the way down into southern Illinois. East central Illinois still has some bands of moderate to locally heavy rainfall to rotate through before. And again, it's not real good news, but at least a few hours of rain-free weather late this morning into the afternoon. We have another storm or another center of disturbance that will move through, and more showers, more thunderstorms, more locally heavy rainfall is expected across the region tonight. The focus for the heaviest rain will be to the south, and we do expect to see an expansion of flooding. River basins already just up to the top across the area. We'll continue to see more rainfall over the next week to 10 days. Computer models, yesterday the GFS for Champaign-Urbana specifically, I was just looking at a few locations, and that was the extreme at 10.6 inches of rain over the next 2 weeks. Well, and again, that's nothing, that's not a forecast, that's just a model run, gives you an indication of the active weather pattern. It's backed off a little bit, but still a two-week total in excess of 6 inches of rain. We'll continue to monitor that, and we'll see where it goes from here, but it does look like more soggy fields, more delays in getting into the fields, especially across the Corn Belt central and southern sections. If there is a chance to get into the fields in the corn soybean belt, it's going to be in the northwestern sections that did not get a lot of rain over the last week. And again, that is a sort of an area squeezed by the flooding across the Dakotas, the heavy rain that's been moving through from the Mississippi into the Ohio River Valley. And some of the projections over the next week to 10 days are, again, still pretty impressive. We do have the latest runs from the Hydrological Prediction Center, which indicate that an area from northeastern Oklahoma into around the southern tip of Illinois over the next week, we're going to see some 5 to 8 inch rain totals. And again, no drying time, no extended drying time is expected across the area, so we'll still be talking about delays in the fields up to the next week to 10 days, and then after that, we'll just have to see where it goes, but we are going to need some dry weather to move into the area. Now, there is some precipitation in the wintry form moving across the northern plains. They had up to 1.5 to 2 feet of snow in some of the mid-level, some of the higher elevations across Montana, picked up as much as 4 feet of fresh snow. Now, as that moves into the lower areas, they do expect to change over to some rain, but there could be as much as 4 to 12 inches of rain, again, from south-central Oklahoma into neighboring areas, so flooding will be a problem there. The next 6 to 10 days calls for above-normal temperatures east and southwest, cooler than normal across the northern tier from Washington all the way into the upper Midwest. The heart of the Corn Belt, temperatures are expected to be near average, and precipitation is expected to remain above normal across a good portion of the area with the focus of the heavy rain to the south. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.